Grant Allard's Ruby Lye.
She probably should have won a race by now. She's done everything right and she's found a nice race first up.
Which one would be your best?
You're probably going to lean probably toward the maid.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Ruby L the outside, Forger's clear. Ruby L close to the line, got the better of MCG.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. It's another winner on Thursday. Profits willy-nilly on the spreadsheet, even though it was an interstate week.
We had a good week.
We did.
We had at least two winners.
It was at least two. I might have had three. Anyway, so important right now is a profit. That's all we're worried about. You can't go broke making a profit. And today, we are back in Victoria. Racing is back wide in. We're at Echuca to kick it off.
We are. Anthony Pelly joins us, the track manager. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Now, how much rain did you have over the weekend? Because we had a dumping down here in Melbourne on Saturday night.
Yeah, we had enough. We had 8 mils Saturday night.
Yep.
So we had a pretty good week last week. It was just starting to dry out again, but that just put us straight back into that heavy 10 range for today, yeah.
Okay, so heavy 10, what's the penetrometer come up at?
Yeah, 5.98.
5.98. Well, could it improve, or you reckon that's pretty much where it's going to be stuck?
Oh, I reckon we'll be there. I mean, we've actually got 15 degrees today, and it's meant to be not too bad. However, you know, 10 race card, big field, and that sort of thing. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better sort of thing, yeah.
All right. Then what about the rail?
So it's about 3 metres from the 1700 to the 1300, which is a bit weird for here. But basically, about a month ago, we had two meetings in a week on a heavy 10. That's just the area just past the winning post where they pull up and go back to scale sort of thing. So just, that was sort of a bit rough on the inside. So we've just got it out 3 metres there.
All right. Terrific, Anthony. As always, we'll speak to you again soon.
Good on you. Thanks, boys.
Anthony Pelly there at Echuca with the track update. Speaking of decent rain, that's one of the horses for Dave Eustace and the Ma Eustace stable today, heading up to Echuca, four in the truck. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Going very well, thanks. Decent Rain is the first horse you've got for us. Race one, number three at Echuca today. How's it going to go in the heavy?
Yeah, look, it's obviously a bit of an unknown. She's trained on it quite a lot, being based at Ballarat sort of this time of year. It's generally got plenty of give, and particularly a jump out of stall, pretty wet that day. So, she looks to have come up really well. Her trial is rolled and smart, and, if she handles the ground, she should be hard to beat.
Did she run in the Diamond Prelude or something during the autumn?
Yeah, she did, and was a bit unlucky, to be honest. She didn't get a clear run, and if she did, I really think she would have gone quite close to that, and she raced fresh down the straight. So, we've always had a good opinion of her, and she's a great show.
All right, so 185 for Decent Rain, the early market at tab.com.au. It should be fairly thickly in the finish. Race two, number seven, Orium might be there as well. $2.20 favourite at the moment. It's had one start for a second at Warrnambool through in September last year. So, long spell. Dave, what's happened to Orium?
Yeah, had a nice long break. Has come back really well, fit, sound, and has jumped out well too. So I think she will handle the ground. Sebring, really, they tend to. And I'd be surprised if she didn't get through the going. So I think she'll be able to put herself right there on speed, which I imagine is where you'll need to be today, and we'll run a very poor race.
Is there a reason why the long break? Any mishaps through the journey, or just immature?
She had an issue in front, which required a long break, but she's had a very clear run, starting number 10.
That's race two, number seven, Orium. Race three, number six, Cross the Rubicon. It's first up again today after 270 days. Has been racing in the city at Rose Hill and Randwick in New South Wales. First up at Echuca, sounds all right.
Yeah, quite nice, really. She's still a little bit immature, and I wouldn't say it's 100% sort of furnished just yet. But she's done everything right with preparation, and I think she'll be pretty hard to beat.
Right, that's race three, number six, Across the Rubicon there. Race eight, number 11, Ready to Indulge, is jumping out of the inside gate with Johnny Allen in the saddle. Last time out was a third at Wodonga over the 1590. This is a 1400-metre affair. What happens today?
Yeah, look, she'll get her conditions. She loves a heavy track, 1400. She's drawn well, was able to race on speed. And, yeah, I would imagine she'll be up there and will be tricky to chase down. So this is right in her wheelhouse. You know, she's her sort of level. She's no star. It's the right race for her.
What are we going to do with the dollar today, Dave? It seems like a pretty good hand you've got. How are we going to play it?
Yeah, we've got four nice chances. You can make a sort of solid case for all. I think decent rain is the filly is, you know, genuinely above average. Although there's not a whole lot of value there, so probably boxing all four up for a place multi, I would think.
I think we'll do that.
Ooh,
that's
I
exactly
like that.
What we're doing.
It's a real exotic.
I reckon that's the way to play it. We wish you the best of luck up there at Echuca today, Dave. Always I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, cheers.
Good stuff. Dave Eustace from the May Eustace Stable and the biggest in the business. And that's the way we're going to play.
Yep.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have another dollar all up the win. All up the win multi, a little all up.
All of them?
Yep, and then all up the place. So that's just another dollar. It doesn't matter. Okay. And we're that far in front, it doesn't matter. It's just another dollar.
I thought you would have gone race one, number three, the win for a dollar, and then the place all up the four.
It's $1.85.
It sort of covers you.
It's not really.
The boost and you get the dollar.
I got a 1.02 on the weekend. Unbelievably happy I was. I nearly texted Quinny and blew up. 1-3-2-7-3-6-8-11. We're going to go all up win and all up place for the May Eustace camp today. So here we go on a Monday at Echuca. We're getting greedy, getting selfish, but it's $2. We'll be okay. A news time, Johnny Bowden.